Okay, Midnight Steak Podcast number 4 coming at you. We got Bryant, our host, Taylor, and of course me with a special guest from Casey. Go have him introduce himself.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys. I'm Casey. I really just got on this podcast to say that. I want to say the really cheesy intro. And never talk again.
He also paid us $20, so anyone that's a guest must pay $25.
Yeah, he put in $20.
Yeah.
So, actually, it's going to be rising. It should be $25 next time you want to guest.
$25 an hour. So.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very expensive, guys, but it's totally worth it. This place is amazing. It's
elegant. We got chandeliers all over the place.
It's like all gold.
Look, I have no illusions about our fan base. I realize we're not, like, selling out stadiums.
Maybe you're not. I got a solo show, like, a couple weeks from now, sold out.
I'm just saying, if you're asking to be on our podcast, the least you could do is give us $20. Otherwise, start your own podcast,
yeah, or at least
bro.
Listen to
anybody
it.
Can do
certain
it. It's free. That's what we do.
That Taylor knows. At least listen to the
did,
podcast.
Did Ali and Harris, did Ali and Harris listen to it?
I think Ali's about to check it out. Yeah, they still know about it. But yeah, Ali, I sent it to him. So he's up.
How much is this mic, if you don't mind me asking?
That mic, I think it was like...
$2,000.
No. We got the good shit here.
It's definitely like 120 retail, but I think I got it for like 60, 80.
Okay, so
like
for like
eBay.
Three times the cost of guests are on here, I could just bought my own mic. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah.
And done
but
you guys didn't tell
us,
me that.
Though.
You wouldn't have the pro skill editing skills Brian
that's
has
true.
When he cuts out all the shit.
Yeah, this
topics
stuff has got foam and all that crap. Like we're slowly improving the quality of this podcast. Like, we got the filter, we got the foam on top of it.
Bryant's getting a computer engineering minor, so he designed us a nano filter to extract out all the bad sound.
Oh, shit,
basically, what you're hearing, if it sounds bad, it's because of your headphones. It's your fault.
Yeah. Get rid of those beats. Get some audio technique.
Beats are shit.
Yeah.
This beats by Chris Brown, we all know.
This is like NSA technology.
No, I mean, yeah.
The NSA is the only people who can record in this high quality. Oh, yeah. And also us, because my uncle's in the NSA. So anybody out there,
my uncle works for
just
Nintendo.
Know, if you touch me, I'm going to tell my uncle, who works at the NSA, you're dead,
Casey.
Casey
touched me. Casey
you're
touched
dead.
Him.
I'm
this
sorry,
is my only
bro.
Guest star, guys. I'll see you later.
So I think it'd be fair if we let our guest star have the first topic. So Casey gets to go ahead and roll us into it.
So I think one of the cool ones, I'm really big into, I like music a lot, I like following music, and it's also March Madness, which has nothing to do with music, but you know what does have to do with music? The Kanye West Madness bracket. You guys have seen that?
No.
It's this whole bracket of 64 songs by Kanye West.
Oh,
arranged
yeah.
in the brackets.
That's pretty sick.
And
someone
some people
was
pull them out.
That.
It's really interesting. That the seeding is like, obviously, the kind of...
Runaway got snubbed. Fourth seed.
Runaway did get kind of snubbed, in my opinion, but the other ones above are really good.
That's true.
It's
they
like
are. They're really
thing.
Good. All the Lights is just a solid song.
I saw Anthony Fantano did a
low key
of it.
Runaway, one of my least favorite songs. Really?
No way.
That album.
What?
Wait, how did the songs?
What's
win?
Your problem with it?
You
just, people
you
are going to vote for
like,
it.
You just vote between
oh,
the two, and each time.
Oh,
and
okay.
it's
slow
like
and sad and kind of boring to me. It's just like him. He's like whining about like some old relationship.
It's all about him.
It's the point of the album.
Celebrity.
Okay, Hell of a Life is not whiny.
That's,
it kind of is, though.
Neither is Power.
Yeah.
Neither
power is not whining. Power's
yeah.
not pounder. Yeah.
There's a lot on there that's not whiny. Mm. But it's just
kind
of
mopey,
like,
though.
It's halting and like melodramatic.
I like the
vocal
order solo, but a lot of people don't. Anyway, I thought that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of fun topic. There's, and he has so many songs. You could like I saw that, and there's like three songs I didn't know.
Okay.
So that's a crazy deal.
Yeah.
He has like that much work.
My friend has some of like his mixtapes that I didn't know existed. And it's just like him on the cover, and it's a green cover, and he's wearing a green polo that's the same color as the background.
So it's like the same artist that did his most recent album, Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just really low quality. Life of Pablo, the album cover is like ironically really like
shit.
That's where we are
bad.
Now.
Yeah.
But it's
it's
not
sticky
bad.
Though. The whole album is like so orange sounding too.
Yeah, it's like catchy. It's
yeah.
like a
never heard someone
orange.
Describe the sound of orange before.
I channel orange.
I mean, like Frank Ocean orange.
Kind of.
What's the sound of blue?
Sound of blue.
What's the sound of
blue by Jay-Z? Song about his daughter.
Sound of Music. It's a little underground play. Not a lot of people know about it. It's about some Nazis
dude,
and like some people that sing.
You know
check
terrible?
It out.
They,
it's about to blow up.
They made me watch that. I think it was like in third grade or something. It was like a like you know in like music class you go there like every like Tuesday and Thursday. That was like an event for us. So we spent like a month watching this video and like no this movie in segments, and no one knew like no one knew like what was going on because I was in third grade. And they didn't teach us about Nazis back then because it's America.
Wow!
So
I got to learn about
Nazis. I'm like
seeing
them, like I'm like, why do they not like the blonde people Nazis. Just the whole time? I'm like, I just want to play with my recorder. I don't want to know why this person can't be with this blonde person today.
Bro, whenever I think of the Sound of Music, I think of the pacifier with Vin Diesel. One of the kids he's like babysitting or whatever is in the play. And he finds a Nazi armband in his locker. And he's like, what the hell is wrong with you? I'm Vin Diesel. I'm big, I'm powerful, and I'm mad. And he's like, oh, I'm not actually a Nazi. I'm just in a play. And he's like, that's even worse.
Oh, dude, that
he's got
me
a baby
so
and
like,
a papoose on him the whole time.
Yeah. So the Sound of Music, correct me if I'm wrong, Casey, you were playing in the pit for our high school rendition of...
Oh, that's pretty sick. I played viola. I've never actually seen the movie. I've only seen it from a deep, dark cavern below the stage, and I heard most of it.
Now,
I see a whole lot.
Now more
I kind of put the pieces together with Nazis and whatnot.
Now, more importantly than the actual play was what happened after the play.
Oh, this is
when,
a story.
I was 15, so I could not drive. So to go support my friend Casey playing in the pit, he drove me. I got dropped off, and Casey was my ride back. And so they're going, and they have this, like, after party for the play, like, we're, like...
Yeah, it's pretty fancy. It's in the place where it's being performed. It's our new community center. So it's, like catered dining, like, dishes and stuff like that. And it's for drama only, right? Because that's who's, like, important, right? Not the people who live in the underground part of the pit. So we go there, and like, I'm like, hey, can I kind of, like, slide in here? You know, I'm important too, right? And the drama teacher is like, yeah, I guess. And I was like, well, listen, I've also got this dependent with me. He kind of needs to come too. He's my ride. I swear to God, she looks at me and she says, you two don't eat too much.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
I walked in, got a drink of like whatever punch they were having, and sat at my table very quietly, just like minding my own business. It was
that's so uncomfortable.
Imposing.
Yeah, it was like, I wish I hadn't gone in after that.
Sochi kept telling you to go in.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've been in a situation like that where I think I had to take my brother to like one of his swim banquets and my parents didn't want to go, which I understand why now. Cause like, so I'm just like a 21-year-old just sitting there amongst like all these like white suburban parents. I'm just like, oh my, and they're just like talking to me like, oh, so who's your son? I'm like, no, definitely not my son. Just my brother. And they're like, oh, all right. And you just like see, they just like turn around like, yeah, I don't want to talk to this person anymore. I was like sitting there trying not to like chew down on this amazing fried chicken they had, and I just had to sit there and like eat it politely. It was awful.
Join it up.
Okay.
Not me.
So...
Wait, do you have two?
Yeah, Taylor's such a jewel fiend now. he actually bought a second jewel to jewel from at the exact same time.
It looks like a walrus.
Whoa, you put the bottoms together and it's magnetic. So
no way.
Propelling each
no
other.
Way.
That can't be good.
Please, please let me see that.
You guys are gonna break your.
How much are those? Walrus it, dude? It's like
oh, you're right.
Yeah. Like, I gotta try.
Well, it magnetically charges.
Anyways, like, I have a topic. Let's Jewel sponsor us, okay? Get to us.
Yeah.
But moving on, I have a topic. I think we should move on to one of our main topics, actually.
Yeah.
This is where my story fits in. Spring break stories.
Yeah,
spring break is
it.
Coming up.
Yeah, spring
on
break.
On everybody's mind.
At least in Oklahoma, where the cool
What's
kids are
on?
At. So.
Shout out spring break. One of the best times
yeah,
of the year.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And so my spring break story, I'm not 100% sure this happened during spring break, but I feel like it did. It makes sense for like what the temperature was when this story happened. But anyways, I was hanging around, same old crew. In Allen, it's me, the boy Cole, and
Cole Crutchfield.
No,
okay.
This is in a either in high school or right after we started college.
Okay.
No, it's definitely in high school or middle school. Never mind.
Oh shit!
And there's this pipe. Okay, this story is called The Pipe. Actually, no, it's called Pipe Fever. I'm sorry. All right. They're getting drinks.
No,
they're
go,
really
go
distracting
for it, go for it. Sorry. Go. Okay. Go. 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 Go.
All right. Pipe fever. So me
pipe
and my friends,
fever.
We like used to all go to well, not all of us, but two of us went to like a Christian private school for a long time, and that was like that's why we were really lame for like the first 15 years.
It's also
of
why
lives.
Taylor doesn't believe in evolution, but Digress.
That's not true. I'm a Christian Scientist. I believe in evolution, but I don't think that you can get medical treatment for any problems you have. Regardless, hype fever. So that's all to say that the things me and my friends did were kind of lame. Like, we would just sneak out of my house and, like, climb on top of the elementary school and, like, fucking...
Way cooler than I ever did.
I never left my house. Oh, cool. No, not at this time.
You got nerdy takes when you were a kid.
So we snuck out. We go out the bathroom window on my, like, second story room, go onto the roof, like, climb down the shed, and, like... We're frequently going to, like, 7-Eleven and, like, hitting the park and just chilling at the park. I'm pretty sure we were smoking cigarillos to be little badasses.
Dollar cigarillos?
Yeah.
This is middle school or high school?
What flavor, though?
This was early high school.
What flavor, though? Grape?
Yeah, grape, I think.
It's a good flavor.
Anyways. I see. Regardless, this is just to set up, like, the setting. It's kind of like a... What's that show? That show that everyone likes, The Kids.
Stranger Things?
Yeah, Stranger Things. It's like that, except we're in high school and we're just running around chilling. There's this pipe in my neighborhood. You go down a little hill, like in a back corner of the neighborhood that no one ever goes by, and there's a huge drainage pipe. And
give me a diameter. What's the diameter in this thing?
Well, here's the thing. At the entrance, it's like... I can touch it with my hand, but, like, my tall friend has to stoop a little bit. You get further in, and it gets, like, narrower and narrower. We're going in. We have, like, one phone, like, flashlight on. It's, like, my phone flashlight, and I'm at, like, 14%. And we're going, and my friend in the front has the light, and we're not scared for a little bit. And then my friend in the front starts getting what we called later pipe fever. He starts freaking out, man. He's like huffing and puffing. He's like just like getting freaked
like
out.
Like claustrophobic and stuff?
Well, not even just that. He turned on us, bro.
Oh.
We like were sitting there. He was like, I just want to stop. I just want to stop. And we were like, bro, if you're scared, it's fine. And he was like, I'm not scared. I just... He's like huffing and puffing.
He's like foaming at the mouth at this point. So
yeah,
like...
basically. We were like, holy shit. Like, he's really in distress. And we're like, okay, so we'll go back. And it was my phone. And I didn't want to not have the flashlight. Because we were like... Because
Taylor's getting pipe fever.
Maybe I was. I've never considered that, actually. But I thought there was going to be a hobo that came out of the tunnel and stabbed us. That's what I was really afraid of. So I wanted to have the light, because it's like, we could see the entrance from the light from outside. Hi, Robert. Hi, Jenna.
Shout out,
thanks
Robert and Jenna.
Podcast,
our biggest critics.
Podcast is canceled, guys. Sorry.
Cut all that.
No.
You heard it here first. That will not be cut. Oh, man. Okay, what were you saying? Pipe fever, some bullshit? Today.
Okay, so he's freaking out, and we're like, okay, we gotta go back. I want the flashlight. And he starts going, it doesn't make any sense for you to have the flashlight. You're in the back. There's nothing you need to, like, see. I'm trying to find my way out. And I'm like, bro, I can see the circle of the entrance, like, far away from right here, because there's, like, light outside.
How deep are you in this tunnel?
We probably went, like, no more than 80 yards.
80 yards? I think it's pretty deep, though. That's like
no more than 80 yards. We could have gone like
Andy Dufresne only crawled like 300 yards, so it's like, yeah.
Okay, we're probably 60 yards.
Okay.
And so we're like going back, and he's like, this is when he turns on us. He's like, you just want the flashlight for yourself. And we're just like, bro, we're just walking out of a tunnel. Chill, bro. I'll hand you the flashlight. Like, I just didn't want to get stabbed by a hobo. So when we got out, we definitely like talked about the vibes in there.
Yeah,
and came to the conclusion that pipe fever is a real diagnosable DSM-5 disease, where when a person enclosed in a drainage pipe underground freaks out and turns on their friends and is a little bitch.
2018 is definitely year of the vibes.
Year of the vibes. Yeah. Me and Derek,
you vibing a lot?
We've been vibing a lot. We've been hitting a lot of same keys.
Having a good night one night, and we started talking about vibes a lot. And it really just tied the whole night together. We got into the big talk about vibes.
That's such a great word, like how vibe. Like how you like describe and a mood, but it's
vibe is a culture.
Yeah, it's like, somehow ubiquitous, yeah, but specific.
Yeah.
And the new episode of Atlanta.
That's the biggest word and most
vibes, like, unknown word
probably on the podcast so far.
So
I feel like not a lot of people you know with the word ubiquitous.
I'm pretty smart, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
Badass. Ubiquitous means here. Widely spread around, like it's everywhere.
My favorite smart person word? Ostensibly.
I don't know what that means. I know what badass
means. It means on the surface, it appears this way, but it's not necessarily so.
I like my favorite SAT vocab word, eclectic. You know?
That's not impressive.
It's not impressive, but it's the best SAT word.
No.
What's your favorite next SAT segment. Word? No. Bullshit. What's your favorite SAT word?
I don't have a favorite SAT word. Wait.
Then obviously it's eclectic.
Volume spike, dog.
No,
okay.
That's
okay.
No, you no, no. Spring break.
No,
yeah,
that's yeah, yeah. Mine. Spring break. You guys go next. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Go for it.
Do you want me to kind of start?
Yeah, go ahead and start.
Oh, is this like a joint story?
Yeah, we have kind of a joint story.
You were the initiator of this.
Oh, I thought we were an hour and 50 minutes in.
No, dog.
We've been here all night.
The coffee's not even ready.
You're an old
shit, the coffee might be ready.
It definitely is. It's been 15 minutes.
Pour me like half a cup.
Can you give me some water?
Wait, no, they gotta tell the story together, though.
Yeah.
No, I got it for you.
I got it for you.
Okay. All right, yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, okay.
So here's the story. Me and Derek know each other for a long time. Oh, can you count up?
Junior year, sophomore year, freshman year, senior year, junior year, sophomore year, freshman year. We're on our seventh year of knowing each other.
Yeah, slightly longer than.
No.
Seven's pretty big.
Seven's a big number.
Anyway, it's much bigger than six.
This is mine.
That's mine. Oh, I got that. All
right. So anyway,
I got you.
Thank you very much.
I'll be back.
So basically, we've known each other a long time. I think it was, I don't even know which year. It's a spring break. We want to go somewhere kind of cool.
It was my junior year.
Okay.
Your senior year.
All right. I want to take some friends. My family is from Pensacola, Florida. Some of the best beaches in the world. White sandbars. And I want to bring some friends to go kind of hang out around the beach area. We get this kind of condo. I bring some friends. I bring Derek and two other friends, Tyler and Avery. And
Drake also
went. And Drake also went. I knew that.
Bro. Got Drake,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got the Drake to go on our Pensacola beach.
Before he got big.
Yeah, he was on the bottom when we were hanging out with him.
Yeah. He was just starting off. No, it's Drake Malone, shout out to you. You're homie. Anyway. So it's a long drive. The coolest part about the drive was certainly that we were in a relatively old Suburban that had a flat screen TV in one of the back seats that we hooked up to a car battery. In which we played Call of Duty Zombies pretty much the whole way there.
What?
Except for half the time. This is the weekend that Dark Souls 2 came out, and Derek played it like obsessively.
Oh, I forgot about that!
And refused to talk to us like half the time.
No, we're in a condo.
We're in a condo on the beach, and we spend like a whole
this
day
is bullshit.
Playing Dark Souls 2.
No, this is wrong. He's remembering this wrong. I would only play Dark Souls 2 at night. Everyone else would go to bed
Dark
at like,
Souls 2.
Everyone else
at night.
Everyone else would go to bed at like midnight or 1, and I would spend the next 2 hours of my night playing Dark Souls. I would like I said, we walked in and there was only room for like some rooms, like on beds, and then there was like a couch. And like one person was gonna have to sleep on the couch, and like we went in and we were like, oh, we'll alternate each night. Yeah. Whoever gets a couch, whoever gets a bed.
Like, nah.
And I was like, no. Give me the couch every night. I'm gonna play Dark Souls 2 every night for like 2 to 3 hours. And that's what I did.
That sounds
and
great.
It was amazing. Yeah. We would spend all our days at the beach, or like we went to that fort.
Yeah, yeah, that one day. Cool. One time we went to the beach at night because you know you're with your bros. You're going a beach walk on the night. So the tide goes out at night. I think tide goes in, tide goes out. I can't explain that. Anyway, the tide is currently out, and we're walking on the sand beach, and we see like someone's like drawing some shit in the sand. That's not unusual. It's kind of sitting there. But it's like in the sandbar.
It's a dick, right?
No, hold on.
Hold on, hey. Jump in the
story. Jumping ahead.
Yeah, fuck off.
So it's in the part where it's going to get washed away in the morning, right? And we see someone written there. That's unusual, because usually people will draw stuff during the daytime. You know, someone's drawing this at night. It is a massive dong, just like you said. It's got to be like 30 yards long.
Easily 30 yards long. Yeah. All cumulating.
Yeah.
And a small stick figure woman being ejaculated on. Like, just massive. You're you're like, what is this line? What is this? And you get to the end, it's just a dickhead ejaculating all over a stick figure woman.
Now, I'm a super straight-laced guy, so the first thing, holy shit, what happens if a kid walks up on this in the night? And then I realize this is actually the perfect crime, because when the tide comes in before morning, it's going to wash it all away. Only deviants walking around at night are going to see it.
Yeah.
He's just helping out any lone wanderer on the beach that's looking for a little inspiration.
That's funny.
But just a follow-up story. If you're ever around Casey and I long enough, you'll eventually hear the phrase, big dog goes to college. Now, this is a 100% plagiarized phrase. We were just chilling on the beach. Like, one of the days we were just hanging out, you know, doing nothing. And we look over, and it's a bunch of, college age.
Our age now.
Age now. Like, probably like junior seniors in college. And they're just playing spike ball on the beach.
What is that?
It's like the game where there's like a net in the middle and you gotta like
trampoline.
Like throw ball into the middle and like
it bounces up and then you gotta bounce it back.
That's retarded. Yeah, it's really dumb. Yeah. But like the ball goes like really far away and like one of the guys like runs off to go get it. And the other guys all in unison just go, big dog goes to college. We had no fucking idea what they meant. But we were all around the time of like college age, like getting ready for college.
Yeah, I was playing, yeah.
So we were just like, since then, it's been 4 years. We would just like, if anyone goes off anywhere, like we're in college now, just big dog goes to college.
Big dog goes to college belongs to everyone. That's just like we stole it, you can steal it.
Feel free to use this podcast, viewers.
This could be a motto. Big dog goes to
college. Big dog goes to college.
That's the name of the episode.
It's a huge
Alec, you going to bed or you going to college?
Big dog goes to college. Yeah, you'll catch on.
You'll catch on. You'll get it. You'll get it.
But it's like, it can't mean anything. There's no way it can mean anything.
Yeah. What does it mean?
But it means everything, too.
It signifies a time rather than a meaning. Yeah.
That's what people used to call me in, like, high school. Like, it was either big dog.
Big dog?
Big dong. I don't know why.
Big dong?
B-dong.
He doesn't know why, everybody. Yeah. He knows why.
B-dong. And
B-Dong.
They call me B-Rai because, like, I guess Stewie used to call...
Did anybody ever call you Mal-B-Dong?
No. No, but they used to call me B-Rai a lot because apparently, like, there's an episode where Stewie calls Brian, like, B-Rai or something like that.
Don't freak out.
Yeah, I guess... it's not my spring break story yet, but I remember... Because you were talking about waves, and I remember there's this moment that me and my brother turned to, like, total surfers for a second because we were in... we were in California... And we're like out in the ocean, like at the beach, and we're just like deep in there. We're like, we're swimming out, and people look like tiny at the beach. And so we're just like floating by the waves. So when the waves come up, we just would go up. And then so we're coming up, and there's this wave that's coming towards us. And at the face of it, there's like this brown thing that moves like through it. Oh. And we weren't, like, I think we were just hyped. So it could have been, like, a shark or some shit. We're like, wow, we don't give a fuck. So we're like, oh.
You don't give a fuck. What? I don't give a fuck.
No, but we didn't see, like, we didn't see, like, a giant fin. So it's like, oh, it's got to be a seal. So we just started freaking out, like, bro, we saw a seal. We're like, bro, dude, we turned to surfers that night. It was pretty sick. But, yeah, I got a free, like, zoo experience without going to the zoo. So.
Y'all ever have a skimboard?
Yes,
bro. Yeah, I got pictures of me on the beach, just scrawny as hell.
Yeah,
exactly like I am now.
Right.
except I look like I'm 12 instead of 14. And
can we make this joke every podcast?
Sure. Wait, have I already done that? I'm too self-deprecating. Yeah. Viewers,
a little bit. That means you're.
I'm actually extremely handsome. For real, skimboarding is actually
sick as shit. You eat shit a lot.
Yeah, I just ate shit a lot, but it's fun.
It's fun.
No, dude, I never ate shit. Towards the end, I got really good.
Yeah, but like, how often did you do it?
We were like at the beach for 3 days, and I just did it like 3 days straight.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. I will skimboard for about 20 minutes, eat shit for about 12 of those, get annoyed, go build sandcastles.
I just can't like. You can't ride it past a certain point because you always slope down into the ocean, and then it's like not meant to float you. So you kind of just have to.
What about bodyboarding? You guys a big fan of bodyboarding?
No, I've never done that.
Seems like it's for kids. No.
I've always wanted to surf. Like
he's
every time
it down, he has a boogie board, and he's like, "Stay off the beach, fucking tourists." And he has a boogie board that's a Confederate
that's not bodyboarding
flag with a marijuana leaf on it.
That's boogie boarding. Bodyboarding is where you just ride the wave in yourself on your body.
Oh, yeah, that's what we were doing.
Yeah, but as a kid, though, that's fun as shit, because you actually just eat shit in the sand a lot. There have been many times where I was just, like, bodyboarding, rather, and just, like, a wave came in too hard, and you just, like, head first plant your entire neck into the sand, and you're, like...
You just come up, like...
You roll out of it, and you're, like, oh, dude.
No, see, we were, like...
That was such a total wave.
Yeah, my brother and I were doing that, but we were, like, out in the ocean. Like, I don't think our parents gave a fuck. Like, because we literally just, like, swam out there. I don't think we were supposed to.
Riptide would fuck you up. My parents were really scared of Riptide.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't think my parents give, but they're like, just they'll learn their lesson or some shit like that.
Riptide sounds like a sick superhero name. They should have called him that instead of Aquaman.
Riptide?
Riptide.
That's actually super badass.
What about?
Yeah.
Well, Typhoon DC, Man. Talk to us. We got lots of ideas.
Typhoon would be better than Typhoon Man.
Riptide Man.
So my spring break story is the reason why I never go to pizza, like, ever. So it was, okay. I think it was my sophomore year of high school. It's like when I first got my car, like, it might have been junior high school. Driving around, like, spring break, it feels good. No, it's definitely sophomore year of high school, yeah. Just running around, like, feeling good. I think we went to the park that day. And it was my friends, and then I was driving by myself, and I was following my two friends that were in, like, their car. So they were in a car together. And, yeah, we were, like, playing beach ball, playing basketball, that, like, random shit. I felt, like, very productive that day, even though I didn't do shit. It was fine, though. But we decided to get a pizza from Pizza Hut because they had that $5 deal. You remember that? It was like the $5, it was like a giant rectangle pizza, breadsticks, and like cinnamon sticks. All of it for $5. It was a big ass box. Like,
almost, still existed.
It was like half the length
Welcome
of the table.
Welcome to Trump's America, bitch. No $5 meals now.
Yeah, it was half the length of the table. And our dumbasses were like, let's just call in and order it to pick up, because we were trying to be cheap and like not have it delivered. And so we pull up and we get the pizza, and the pizza's in my car sitting in the passenger seat. I'm like, and so we're driving through the parking lot. I'm like looking at this, like, damn, this pizza's about to be good as shit. I look up, I fucking like half T-boned a car on the end of it because they turned in. And it was terrible because, like, so I mean, it was kind of my fault because I wasn't looking, but the person turning in had told me. So we're driving through the parking lot. And, like, I'm still driving through the part where, like, cars can still park next to you. Then here's, like, the road where, like, cars can turn in. So the car, like, he got out. He's like, oh, dude, I thought you saw me, like, as I was trying to turn in. I was like, no, obviously not, dude, because I was looking at the pizza. I didn't say that.
I was looking at the pizza.
I didn't say that.
Priorities, everybody.
I was like, no, I was just looking away. I was like, God, I hope no one sees this fucking pizza in my car. And so I kind of, I hit him hard, but, like, no one got hurt, but his back wheel did, like, it was, like, at a 30-degree angle.
Ooh.
Yeah, and so,
So did your insurance pay for your pizza?
No, definitely not. I think my soul paid for that pizza. But, so I was just driving through, and my friends were in front of me, and I was like, oh, I gotta speed up a little bit, so I sped up and, like, looked at the pizza, like, oh, it's about to be good as shit. And then I hit this car, and he steps up. It's just this, like, short-ass dude, total freaking, like, white, like, wannabe gangster looking. And he's got this hat. He's wearing, like, Dickies that are too big for him. And I know because he bent over to get his insurance, and I just see, like, his whole butt crack. Ooh. Like, at least, like, a good, like, 5 inches. Warmer. And I remember my friends were, like, laughing because I was cussing up a shit. So I was like, God fucking damn, I cannot believe that. Because I think it was my first, like, car accident. I was like, God fucking damn, I can't believe I, like, fucking crashed into this fucking idiot. This is fucking stupid. And he's just a total idiot. I remember I was also pissed because this dude worked at Pizza Hut, too. This dude fucking worked at Pizza Hut.
Was he delivering a pizza?
I don't know. I don't think so. He might have been.
You kind of described the Pizza Hut.
You know,
I thought it was coming together.
Yeah.
I read the other day that Pizza Hut and all that, they make sure their drivers have, like, pizza companies. They make sure their drivers have insurance and all that, but they don't, like, support their drivers in any way if they get in any kind of accident.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why they make sure they have insurance.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can get, like, minimum liability insurance and then just get their car ruined.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay.
I just remember I was just pissed. I was like, why did I have to crash into this dude? He like came out of the car. Oh man, I thought you saw me turn in, dude. I was just trying to like just get to work and stuff. I was like, no, dude, I didn't see you. I was just going through the parking lot. And I remember my friends were with me, and the cop was there. Like, he was writing up the report, and then he turned to Judge Judy. He's like, all right, so I determined that it is Brian's fault. And like my face was like, fuck, I fucking hate this shit. And my friends were like, oh damn, I'm sorry, bro. And so we just drove home after that, and it was just fucked. And yeah, that's why I never go to Pizza Hut ever again.
In the reverse situation. You were the only time I've ever been in a car accident. I was turning into a parking lot. This guy sneezed, actually, which apparently is like one of the leading causes of car accidents.
Oh my god.
T-boned me.
Just know, guys, you are never, ever safe.
No, never.
Sneezes especially can fuck you up real quick.
Yeah. You think you're having a good day. Maybe not.
I have an interesting story. The closest I've ever come to a serious car crash, it was maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
I can already tell the story's not going to end with a punch, because you don't get in the car
punch. It's going to end with a punch. Bitch. Casey and I were watching the anime Full Metal Alchemist, original.
Full Metal Alchemist.
Thank you.
Full Metal Alchemist.
And
Full Metal Alchemist.
And I was being a shitty friend and was watching ahead.
That's true, he was.
And spoiler alert, we got to the part where the guy Tucker turns his daughter and the dog into a chimera. And so, like, I was like, Casey, you need to call me when something, like, super serious happens. And so he called me, but he called me on the way back from practice while I was driving. And I'm in the left lane, and there's, like, a red light. And he's, like, calling me, and I'm, like, super into the phone call. I'm not paying attention at all. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, that shit was, like, super insane. And, like, I see the red light go to, like, a yellow blinking, like, yield light. And I'm like, that's a green light. And I start turning into the left lane.
As the other people start
A person, like, just fucking cruises through, like, full speed. And I slam on my brakes. And I'm just
it's
like.
It's raining, right?
Yeah. It's raining. Yeah. And I just, like, I go to Casey. I'm like, I almost got in a car accident. One sec. And I, like, put the phone down, like, reverse, went back into my spot. Waited for the light to turn green. I got back on the phone. I was like, yeah, so like that shit was crazy, right? Was like,
that almost happened to me too. I was turning out of this neighborhood. I wasn't paying attention. And I was turning left. I think I was talking to Amber on the Bluetooth. And this car coming, coming on my left side, I had to like swerve out of the way a little bit. And I was just like so shocked. I just kept driving. And I was like, and we just continued our conversation. And then after she hung up and I got like to the location, I was like, yeah, so I almost got into a car crash, but like it's chill. Don't worry about it. It's chill. Yeah.
Can't believe you drive me, Derek.
I'm a good driver.
There you go.
Let me rephrase that. I'm a good driver. It just so happens that I drive a 21-year-old truck that is like has almost little to no value anymore to the world, except for the fact that it still runs.
Yeah, couple
hundo. And so I kind of just like run that shit ragged. I'll like take turns like real fast, just like it's called the Danger Ranger. I'll just like take turns like real fucking hard with it, like all on like safety.
Yeah. Driving through like feet of water to pick me up.
Yeah, I fucking saved this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, you know, I don't like driving with Derek. oh, but yeah, my fucking Mini Cooper can't go through the fucking 3 inches of water on the ground.
Well, you know how it is if you guys go to OU, like it's fucking flooded.
It gets flooded real bad.
Yeah.
So I fucking come to save this dude's ass. Yeah. It got caught on Twitter. Yeah, like,
we were on OU Daily. On Twitter.
Yeah, some OU out. Daily journalist like caught me. He was like recording the flood people, and it just caught me like turning like real like fucking hard.
I saw that.
Yeah,
and it got retweeted a bunch of times.
Yeah, it got retweeted easily 100 times. It was like like. Except there
the
was no skirt.
So
it was just
just
the
like
rain pushing out of the way. Yeah. Well, it's rear-wheel drive, 4-cylinder manual. So it just like goes all over the place. There is no weight in the back, so my rear end just slides at any sign of water or ice. So I just have fun with it. I just let it like go around, you know.
No, that's the best when you drive. Like, because I gave it to my brother now because he drives. But you used to have that like. What was it? I think it was like it's a 99 Camry. I used to just like whip that shit. We go into a like Santa Fe parking lot, high school, and just like throw donuts around and stuff. That shit was so fun.
Hey, Taylor, are you a real human being?
The movie? Are you going to talk about Drive the movie?
These kids.
Okay, are we talking about Drive? Yes.
Let's talk about leading into that. These kids had, so there's this kind of like swervy back road that you could take off another street to get into our high school parking lot. And these it wasn't really me. I tried to do it for like 5 seconds. I chickened out. But like the seniors above us would go down that road. It's like a swervy road, and they would turn off their lights at night.
What?
Yeah, they would turn. It's like a swervy road. It's a swervy back road to a parking lot.
Why don't you turn off your lights?
So it's like, that's what I'm saying. They would do it for like fun. Like they there's no cheap cars coming. Yeah, they would like turn off their lights and just drive. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? I remember them telling me like, yeah, dude, you gotta go try. I'm like, no, that literally sounds worse than doing weed right now. Like, I'm not doing that.
Doing weed.
Doing weed. I don't do weed. So
you don't want to suffer from marijuana poisoning.
Me neither.
That's a beautiful drawing.
I once injected 4 marijuanas and I was so high.
So, Drive's awesome, dude. Drive's an awesome movie.
Mm. Ryan Gosling stomping on a dude's face in an elevator after passionately kissing the cute girl he likes.
We're talking about the movie Drive, by the way.
The movie Drive.
Yeah, also, if you like Drive, please don't buy his scorpion jacket. You don't look cool in it.
Yeah. We know someone personally. We've been to a party with a guy who
Yeah.
Oh, God. It sounds so good, but it looks so bad.
It looks like, you think about it and you're like, I could pull off that scorpion. It's so cool. It should fit everyone.
Unless you can steal the
toothpick. You're not Ryan Gosling.
And here's why you can look steal like the a bitch. Toothpick. Because girls haven't seen Drive. That's a controversial opinion. Girls haven't seen Drive.
Are you
Drive,
saying that Drive is a movie the only
if
guys
you wear the jacket, they will find out that's a jacket from a movie. If you just have toothpicks all the time.
This guy's mysterious and quiet.
What about other movies only men will understand?
I don't want to get into
The Last Samurai.
The Last Samurai.
Tell me how he died.
Never seen it.
I'll
don't
tell you how he
Tom
lived.
No, people can't understand. Women can understand that. I'm not gonna.
That was a good movie, though.
It's so can we cut this segment?
Name one. Do you know any women who like The Last Samurai?
I like this because this is one of the first movies where they had like a shit ton of Asian
people. I don't talk to women, so I don't know if they like The Last Samurai.
What about not Asian girl, Mexican girl? Does she like Last Samurai?
How would I know that?
I thought maybe you brought it up in conversation.
I just told you I haven't seen Last Samurai.
Yeah, but you know about it though.
Yeah. You know it's good.
It's Tom Cruise being the samurai.
I don't really. I mean, I've never
total,
wanted
like,
to watch
it's
it.
It's a total like Dances with Wolves, Pocahontas kind of thing. But,
I've
like,
never wanted to watch.
It's such
Dancing
a cool time
wolves.
Period, you know?
Yeah, like, it is.
It's a really cool time period. And
dude, when his son dies,
yeah, I know.
Cry every time.
It actually does.
I think it was really controversial that Tom Cruise decided to do yellow face. Really did not support that. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot of whitewashing going on.
I think Harvey Weinstein was involved.
I would believe it.
Probably.
Fuck Harvey
Weinstein was pretty. He was pretty interconnected with most Hollywood.
Dude,
fun fact: most of Hollywood are sexual predators or pedophiles.
No, me and Taylor.
If you're from Hollywood, fuck off.
Me and Taylor listened to the podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we listened to the Tiny Meat Gang podcast, and they're talking about this like same topic. And so, me and Taylor listened to. So there was the NYPD worked with this Italian model to do a sting operation on him because it was like all the allegations were surfacing.
And the audio.
Oh, dude, it's
he
so...
He coerces her into his hotel room.
Yeah.
He's like, just stay here for 3 minutes. Yeah. I'm going to take a shower. You don't have to do anything, but don't embarrass me in the hotel.
Yeah, he's like, don't have to drink anything. Just stay here. Just stay here. Just don't leave
me.
And it's, dude, it's like, it's not even cringe. It's just like, you just feel
Wait,
like
who
gross.
Is this girl?
She's a police officer. It's a sting on
No, not a police officer. She was just like a... She was an Italian model that was working with the NYPD to try to sting. So she's
who are they stinging?
So
on?
Somehow
Harvey Weinstein. So she's got like a she's got like a mic on her, and they're like in the hotel, and the tape's like on the news too. And like it's not even cringy. It's just when me and Taylor listened to it, like I literally felt like grossed out. Like he's like, just stay here, just don't go anywhere. Like you don't have to drink anything if you don't want to. And the whole time she's like, can I just like go down to the bar? Like just let me go down to the bar. And the whole time, like, fuck, like, this is what women have to deal with. Like, this is fucking shitty. Like, it's awful.
This
I
is a pro women podcast.
I hated the part where he whipped it out and he was like, welcome to another Harvey Weinstein production.
Yeah.
Weinstein.
It's a casting tape. Right? Only guys know that.
Can we talk about the fact that he hired, like, former Israeli, like, what's the
Mossad
Israeli?
Agents?
Mossad, yeah, he hired former Mossad agents. Harvey Weinstein hired former Mossad agents to, like, spy on the people he, like, harassed. And he hired them to spy on them so to make sure they weren't going to say anything about
him. Oh, no, he has a shit ton of power.
And, like, what the fuck? They were recommended by the Prime Minister of Israel too.
Did any of y'all play Jack?
This is like deep shit.
Jack.
Fun fact: the entire UK government is pedophiles.
Did you ever play That's true. Jack?
That's true.
Jack 2. That's on an
amazing
the
PS2. Game. An amazing game.
Oh yeah, I played Jack 3. You know who Harvey Weinstein
looks like?
Oh,
the big
bear.
Fat dude.
Oh no, the big fat dude. Yeah. In the hover chair, bro. Dude, that game was so cool. I love that game.
That game was sick.
They need to.
Bro.
They remade it for the PS3, but they need to remake it for the PS4. It's amazing.
Oh man.
No,
the
but,
little hoverboard. I love that stuff. Man.
Yeah, that was amazing.
I wanted a hoverboard so bad. And you could like steal people's cars. It was like Grand Theft Auto, but like cartoony.
That was great. I love that game. No, like, yeah, going off, like, that dude has a shit ton of power. So he found out that tape sting operation was happening. So he got his PR people to slander the shit out of that model because she had previously dated, like, an Italian prime minister or something. She's like an Italian model, like, from Italy. And so they slandered,
Italian
like...
Italian and from Italy, the full package.
I'm just saying, yeah. And so they, so he used his PR people, Harvey Weinstein did, to slander, like, the fuck out of her. And it was pretty much, like, by the time they got to court, her, like, reputation was so bad. It was, they kind of, like, shaped it up to where she was, like, she would just, like, date powerful women and, like, no, powerful men and then just screw them over. That was hyped up so much that by the time, like, the DA was like, yeah, if we even take this to court, like, she's just going to get ripped and, like, it's not even going to mean anything. Even though it was, like, a real tape and shit, like, so that's how crazy
that happens,
right?
That's how Roman Polanski. He got Roman Polanski is like what he won an Oscar, right?
No.
Was he nominated?
Roman Polanski?
Yeah, the child pedophile. He was a director, like the Polish director. He was in America. Got nominated for some like one of his movies.
I'm thinking
he directed
of Jerry Sandusky.
What the hell? No, Roman Polanski.
He had an Oscar for Chinatown.
He got nominated or won.
Chinatown rules.
He got nominated or won an Oscar, and like a majority of like the people in attendance like gave him like a standing ovation. All the while, like he was under investigation by the U.S. government for like child molestation. Like, some, like, 14-year-old girl he had, like, at his apartment, like, really disgusting shit. He fled America. He can't come back to America. There's a warrant out for his arrest.
As soon as he lands.
He can't come back to America. Yet no one in Hollywood denounces him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Obviously because they're fucking, Hollywood is full of crooks, pedophiles, and just, like, sexual deviants.
We're actually supposed to talk
about... Quick shout out to the guy who beat Roy Moore. No pedophiles in the same.
What's funny is that we're actually supposed to talk about this on our first episode. We're like, we'll just wait till we get our charisma back. But I think it's time to get into it. So
let's do it.
Yeah. I think we did get into it. But yeah, it's
what?
Awesome.
Get into what?
The whole like,
Hollywood thing?
Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it. 100%.
Well, I don't need clout because nothing I'm saying is controversial. Everyone in any job should have, like, the right to feel safe and not
feel like shit.
And I mean, people are like, It's not rape. They didn't rape them. But, like, if you're a powerful person in Hollywood, it's such a weird, incestuous industry that you have to be extra careful to make sure, like, everyone around you feels comfortable.
That's true, yeah.
I don't want the people I pay millions and millions of dollars to act in my movies to be uncomfortable.
Well, yeah,
for even
let me put it like this. You're the manager of McDonald's. You're not going to walk up Louis C.K. style to one of your employees and say,
is that the title? Louis C.K. style?
One of your employees and say, can I masturbate in front of you? That'd be fucked up. You'd be fired immediately. But because
you did that
Louis
to me
C.K.
earlier, bro.
Yeah, but you're my friend.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's okay. I can't sit
you can't.
Favorite.
You're right.
Yeah.
I can't follow
you. He's going to pay you.
Yeah. You know, Taylor slides me $10, I jack off in front of him. It happens.
No.
You charge me $20.
To celebrate spring break, I think this is probably one of the first special episode podcasts. Like, I think this is the first episode where we've all actually been, like, pretty moderately tipsy during it. Like, most of the time we've just been eating and, like, drinking coffee and shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
But, yeah.
Dude,
Brian,
we're all
like,
21.
Come on.
I'm not 16 anymore.
Actually, I told the podcast I wasn't 21.
Oh, it's chill. Well, I mean, the police.
Yeah,
like,
you
fuck
lied
the police.
To them.
Come at me, police. Fuck with me.
Fuck the police. I love that phrase.
I've talked to you guys too many times while drunk, and you had no idea.
I respect blue lives.
No, okay, well,
blue lives do matter.
I mean, it's
but
fine.
So do alcohol.
So,
lives.
So, because I think you guys were talking about. Okay, so we're talking about alcohol, and you're talking about how there's a time where you can drive. Well, there's a time, I have a set that involves both, so.
Don't drive drunk.
We weren't driving drunk, but we were driving to get drunk.
Okay, that's okay.
Shouldn't have been driving in the first place.
Because wait, what? No, don't say that. He was perfectly 100% sober.
I mean, come at me, OU Daily. But anyways, anyways, so
OU Daily got shooters out here.
So
bro.
We're like
in the shooters in the streets.
Eighth grade. No, this is like freshman, sophomore year of high school. We're pretty chill dudes. I feel like me and my friends were the first ones to start, like drinking. I think we started like in the eighth grade.
Damn.
Honestly, yeah, we started in the eighth grade. But we were like
drinking.
Yeah, we were always like chill about. Like we weren't like you know. There's those high schoolers that go and like
senior year.
The lamest person, dude.
I was going on youth retreats, bro.
No, you know, there's
like 6 months.
Those high school people that those high school people like always party and stuff. Like we actually never partied, but we would like chill and drink. And so how it used to be, my friends Sam. No, okay, I'm not gonna say their names. S and A.
No, I did that. Wait, what podcast was it? Was I ripping on someone? Was that podcast too?
I think it was two or three.
Hey, shouts out to Tralisa Walker at Jason's Deli. You know who you are, girl.
These little dudes were savage back then. So they told me, they lived in a neighborhood called the Woods. I'm just going to say the Woods. But it's like a bunch of like, you know, middle-aged people that love college football. So obviously they have a shit ton of beer in their fridges. And it's like a really chill neighborhood. Like, everyone kind of knows each other and stuff. So they would...
Never mind, sorry.
I think I might have told you
this. You have told me this.
But, yeah, so they would literally go and, like, be like, hey, I think I, like, left my, like, phone or glasses in the garage. Like, oh, yeah, sure, just run back there and grab it. They would go back to the garage and, like, sneak beers out of these people's garages. And they would drink it. And it was funny because I remember in, like, eighth grade, we used to argue about like over how much of a single beer that we had drank at the time. That was great. We're like, no, dude, we drank a third of it, dude. Like, bro. No, I definitely drank a half, so you couldn't have drank a third
of
it.
I'm half a beer.
yeah, that's how
I'm pretty fucked up.
And then there's another.
Bro, you got a computer.
Then there's another night. I think it was like, yeah, sophomore, like freshman year of high school. It was me and my two other friends. We all had only driving permits. And so there's this cool place. It's not the actual name of the place, but everyone called it Shammy's. I don't know why, but it's called Shammy's. It's this drive-through run by Asian people, and
you know, it's
cool. it was very funny because it no not a drive-through. Sorry, it was a gas station with a drive-through run by Asian people.
And was there sticky brown sauce all in the bag?
What kind of Asians are we talking? Are we talking Indians?
Chinese, for sure. And Vietnamese. And so you could just roll up there and be like, can I just get this? And they, like, wouldn't ID you if, like, they didn't see any cops drive by. It was crazy. Shit. There's one night we drove up there, and the old owner came up and was like, oh, what grade you guys in? And he's like, no, he's asking, like, what school we go to. I was like, Edmund Santa Fe, which is, like, the name of our high school. And they just, like, all started laughing. And they're like, all right, so what do you guys want? I'm like, can we get an APAC, please? And they're just like, what? So, I remember, like, it was funny because Matt, my friend Matt was like the oldest one, and so he would usually drive, but then we would stop at this car wash that was next to it, and he would have me switch seats into the driver's seat because I was Asian. He was white. So he was like, no, dude, you have to sit in the driver's seat or else they're not going to give it to me. He would like hide in the backseat of his own car so we could get a beer. It was fucking hilarious. But there was one night we wanted a beer, and like none of our older friends would help us out. So we drove like our friend's dad's truck. Only two of us have permits. The other one doesn't even have a permit yet. We drive up to Shammy's, get like a 32 pack of Corona. We drive all the way back, and we just like chill and drink and like play basketball and stuff. So
cooling off, maxing outside out of school.
I don't condone like high school drinking, but if you do, like, just be chill about it. Don't go to high school. High school parties are like the dumbest shit.
They're so shit.
So stupid. Like. Don't go to high school parties. You'll either get like in trouble.
Go to college parties.
Or you won't, like, it would just be really mediocre. Just chill with your friends, like, order pizzas, play tipsy basketball, like, just be a kid. So.
No.
All right. Cool. I have a story.
I was going to have a story that Casey was going to tell.
Rock, paper, scissors,
yeah.
Story?
Yeah, let's rock, paper, scissors, story. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go.
Alright, they just
literally
only shooting scissors.
Got him. Okay, Casey, you're gonna tell this story for me. Fun fact, I've been going only scissors for 2 years straight. Yeah. Have you ever seen Derek Edmondson on the streets and you rock, paper, scissors them? Go fucking rock. I'm only going scissors. Been 2 years straight. Yeah.
So I still respect that, bro.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Oh, just wait.
I meant to do rock.
Before I go into that, so I think I was FaceTiming Amber, and she, I think her grandma like walked in as maybe her grandma had walked in like as I was like cussing up a shitstorm about like a shirt. I don't know why. And
some staple shirt.
No. So I think like Amber got like a little bit annoyed at me, and then she was like, "I just don't want my grandma thinking you're a hoodlum." And I was like, "Yeah, I think I am a hoodlum.
I am a hoodlum son." So
yeah. Anyways, yeah. Go on.
Okay, I was gonna.
So is this a cinnamon roll story?
No, this is not the cinnamon roll story. Okay, this is a story from your freshman year of college. And I've heard it many times from many of the people that were present.
Yeah.
The story of the time you definitely evaded the RAs.
Oh.
Was this like freshman year?
Yeah, it's freshman year.
Yeah. I can start it if you want.
I
figure it's fine.
Yeah.
Why not?
Who's gonna get you? Can't do anything now.
Who's gonna get you?
I still have PTSD about it. Okay, all this is a made up story. None of the characters are real, and none of the likenesses are intentional. Essentially, what goes down is, you know, I've heard of a lot of people like to drink in the dorms since we're not a wet campus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, most of the time you go out of the dorms, but some people, you know, find their way to get some kind of cheap, horrible alcohol, no doubt.
Shit, you guys had Jaeger.
I don't drink that anyway. Anyway, what's going down is everyone's drunk. I'm like barely drinking at this point. I don't even know if I drank that night. But they do their RA rounds. People are literally passed out on the couch. I've gone into my dorm apartment, my dorm to like get something in there. And I bump the bottles. There's like we have way too much alcohol for being in the dorm, like 3 or 4 handles or something. Clunk 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 clunk. Really distinctive sound. Boom 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 boom. Knock on my door.
This is in your room?
Yeah, this is also in my room, yes, at the time, even though none of this is mine.
Oh, so they were going around everywhere.
Yeah.
So you had to run back to hide it?
No, yeah, so basically...
They heard the bottles.
Yeah, they heard the bottles. I put them all in a bag, you know, shoved them out of the way, and I opened the door and they're like, yo, what's up? We heard a sound. And I was like, I'm not sure what you're talking about. One of my roommates is in the bathroom. Could have been that. And they're like, yeah, we don't really believe you. And I was like, I don't really know what to tell you. My heart's like beating out of my chest. And I've got a shot of vodka in a like plastic little small cup, and right in front of it is a glass of tea that I poured a while ago. It's like yellowish color, obviously it's like green tea. And they're like, "Is that beer?" I'm like, "Oh, this." And I like grab it soda. And then switch around in front of the shot, right behind it, and body block it. So this is tea. And I like drink it in front of them, and I like hand it to them. And I'm like, "That's tea," and they're like. You can see the look on their faces kind of fade. They're like, "This is too much trouble." And they're like, "All right, have a good night." I'm like, "Yes, sir." And then they left.
Now, that's the smart way to handle TAs. The dumb way to handle TAs, RAs, God damn it, RAs,
TAs are
is like me and my boy, Husto, were getting drunk on rum and coke in my dorm. So we have like normal glasses. We're pouring the rum and coke in. And my friend Husto's like, "Man, I want some ice for my drink." And I'm like, "You know what, you're right, Husto, you're right. If you're going to drink this shit, you might as well put ice in it." So we walk outside my dorm with like glasses full of rum and coke.
Clear?
No, it's like they're like colored. But like we're walking. Glasses. Yeah, we're walking to like every dorm floor has a room where like trash and like ice is dispensed. We're going to there to get ice for our drinks. And we're walking out with our drinks. Right when we walk out, someone on our floor is getting like a noise disturbance for music. And two of not my floor RAs. My floor RA was super chill. Steven, shout out. I love you, man. You were the chillest all the time. Never busted me for anything. We're walking out. It's the floor above us and the floor below me. RAs are walking towards us like 10 feet away. I turn on a dime. I don't walk past them. I turn on a dime.
Fortnite turn
with Husto, run back into my dorm, close the door. Literally not 5 seconds later, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, oh, God, we are so fucked. I, like, grab the bottle of liquor and, like, shove it, like, behind my bed so it can't be seen and, like, leave. And I put the glasses, like, in the bathroom, like, full of rum and coke. And he's like,
"You don't pour them out?"
I don't pour them out. Yeah. I want to drink that shit. It's a waste. I'm a poor college student. I can't afford free rum.
That's ballsy.
And the RAs are like, "Hey, you know, give us the alcohol. We know you guys have alcohol." And I'm like, "You know, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have no idea what you guys are talking about." And they're like, "We can smell it. Give us the alcohol." And I like turn around to go give it to them. I'm like, "They got us." And I have like a thought race through my mind. And I turn around and I look back at the RAs and I say, "Can you guys come in my room?" And they look at me and they go, "No." And I say, "We don't have any alcohol here."
And you got away with it?
And they go.
What time was this at?
This is at like midnight. On like a Thursday or something. Right. Like just regular like drinking night. For like freshman year, like, you know, they had like Thirsty Thursdays, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And they look at me right in my soul and they say, "We'll be back in 5 minutes. Don't have any, like, you better pour it all out or whatever." And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, man." I, like, close my door, put all this shit in the bathroom, and just, like, leave the door open.
"You gotta get a warrant."
I wait for them to walk by. I, like, check down the hall, see that they're gone, close my door, get it back out. I'm like, "Let's fucking go, Husto. Just finish the night. Finish the night, like, drinking."
That's funny.
Wait, so they didn't come back in 5 minutes?
Well, they like, dealt with the noise disturbance. And then, like, in 5 minutes, they walked past, but I left my door open. So, like, I could, like, see when they walked by. After they walked by, I went down the hall, I closed my door, and I was like, "That's the end of it." Got the shit back out, kept drinking.
God.
Finished the night.
That's funny shit.
You're mad, man.
That's the dumb way to handle RAs. Do not do that shit. That will backfire 9 out of 10 times.
I want to talk about the first time I got drunk.
Okay.
It was junior year of high school. My mom had grounded my ass for like 2 weeks, and because of like talking back or something like that, I had gotten 4 weeks.
Classic.
I had gotten it extended to 4 weeks. I was 2 weeks in, no phone. Hey.
Excuse me.
Sorry.
2 weeks in, no phone, no contact with any of my friends, like no video games, like nothing. God.
How many books did you read?
I don't even remember what
infinite
I did.
Infinite amounts. Whenever I get grounded, just read book time.
It was terrible. I did play video games. They got mad at me once. They were like, "We're going to take it away next time we see it." But I didn't get caught again.
Hey.
And so I was like really depressed at this point. Not because of like things going on in my life. Like I was a normal kid, but I had just been like grounded for 2 weeks and hadn't talked to any of my friends. And it sucked. And I knew that there was another 2 weeks ahead of me. So I was like, "All right, my stepsister, Tony, she's T-O-N-I. she does art for a living. So she had moved out and left a big bottle of vodka in the freezer. So I go snag that shit. I mix it with some Snapple. P.S. Vodka Snapple? Not bad.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty sick.
Like a Sunny D kind of thing.
It's like a cocktail, like ready to go. You just pour it.
That might be a little extreme, but go on.
Whatever. And so I drank some of that. I was feeling pretty good. I got to the point, and I let this be known, I have not gotten this drunk since that day.
No shit.
Yeah.
I've seen you super drunk though.
Yeah, not as drunk as I was that night. Because here's what happens. I get to a point where the taste of the vodka doesn't even get to me. I start swigging it straight. And keep in mind, this is like a gallon bottle. I don't know how big this is, but it's like
massive. Was it plastic?
Yeah.
That's
probably McCormick.
Man down.
I think it was.
I'm about to go down. Oh, my goddamn.
And I just started swigging that. Then I was like, "All right, I'm done." And I like turn on my bath faucet and try to put some in there to like fill it back up so my parents won't know. And of course, like, you can't get it back into that cap. That cap is, like, made for pouring. It doesn't work. But I got some amount in somehow. And I go and put it in the freezer. Then I go get it back out, get some cranberry juice, start making cranberry vodka. Drinking that, get on GTA 4. Shouts out to anybody who plays GTA 4. Best game in the world. I get drunk in GTA 4 and then start driving, and in my head it's the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, I'm double drunk driving right now.
Drunkception.
And so after that, or maybe it was before, it's a very foggy memory, but after that, I hadn't had a phone in 2 weeks. So I go downstairs and grab my mom's phone off the charger in the kitchen, and I use it for some unsavory things.
Oh my god. You're an animal.
Incognito mode, bro. Incognito mode, delete everything. Then I go put it back. I think the GTA thing happened after that.
After that?
I think it happened after that.
Oh, so you were in that afterglow stage.
Of course. Yeah. The afterglow is real. But I do the GTA thing. I'm like, okay, I'm done. I put my mom's phone back on the charger. Everything was erased. And I go to sleep. I wake up the next morning to something buzzing underneath my head. Just like, brr, brr, brr. I pull it out. It's my mom's phone. My phone is calling it, meaning she's using my phone to call her own phone to try to figure out where it is.
Oh, I remember the story. I remember this now.
I'm like, oh, shit. I must have done something like after I had gotten drunk and I don't remember it. I start to get out of bed. I'm like, I don't remember taking my shirt off, but I don't have a shirt on right now. And I step in a puddle.
I remember that.
I turn the light on. Vomit everywhere. It's yeah. on my face. It's like part of it's on the sheets. My shirt is just on the floor, caked in vomit, and the whole pile is just sitting there. And it's like, I think it's a Sunday. We're not going to church. It's like 10:30.
Fuck church.
But
oh, you heard it first. We an anti-church podcast.
I don't.
You don't go to church.
Story. I'm not anti-church.
You don't go to church. If my mom ever hears this, I could never have her hear me say it. Like, I would take a sword to the neck before I let my mom hear me.
She's like, I don't care what you fucking say. Just go to church.
Yeah. But I got this puddle to deal with. Just vomit everywhere. Like, it's ridiculous.
On your sweater.
All right. Mom's spaghetti already. Yeah. But whatever. I go downstairs. I think we're going to my grandma's birthday party later. And I start getting cleaning supplies so I can clean this shit up. My mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I got really sick last night and threw up. And she was like, why didn't you clean it up last night?
Because I was sick, bitch.
I was like, I was just really tired. I was just like, oh, I'll deal with it in the morning. And then she's like, Taylor, you have vomit on your face right now. And I'm like, yeah, I was really tired.
No.
She follows me up there. She smells it. This is the worst part. I had drinking like a liter of Dr. Pepper, eaten a bunch of McDonald's, and then drank all that. So it's just this brown, mushy pile. She smells it. She's like, it smells like alcohol. It's like,
that's funny.
That's really weird. I drank some Snapple last night. Maybe that smells like it. She was like, you know, I know, like, what's going on or whatever. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. She goes and, like, is looking in my car, looking for things in my car. I guess she thought I, like, would have something in there. And she just looks at me and she's like, you are, like, caked in vomit. And you're, like, out here shirtless cleaning, like, vomit up the day after you threw up. Like, just admit it. And I was just like, you got me.
And then I would never admit.
Yeah, I got sent to therapy, which was awesome. It was the best. Therapy is sick. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Look into it. Hack in your mind to not be such a sad, lonely, idiotic waste of space.
Now I want therapy.
Yeah. No, dude. Therapy was sick. Yeah. And Zoloft. Well, shout out Zoloft.
What about great the fact time. That...
Is that what that is? What is that?
You just get like a counselor. Like I had a counselor for a little while.
Prescription drug. It's an SSRI.
Because I was going through like a rougher time, like during winter break. Not past like 2 winter breaks ago. So I started like meeting up with him. And it's pretty. He's like a chill dude. He's actually a Norman, just down on Highway 9. But yeah, pretty chill dude. Good for you stuff. Mm-hmm. Just setting goals and stuff. But I do need to text him back because. It gets a little bit expensive. Well, not expensive, like, it's not that bad if you have, like, insurance and stuff, but it, like, got to the point, I think I was going too much, and, like, my mom was like, you're running up the premium. I was like, oh, fuck. So, I think I texted him last in, like, the beginning, or, like, no, like, when we first started school, it was like, because I think I was staying up late for a test, and I was like, I texted him, we don't have a, because we usually would meet on, like, Wednesdays, I was like,
hey, we don't have a meeting tomorrow, right? He's like, no, you don't. You're not scheduled. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I haven't texted him back since, so I don't. Shit. I hope he doesn't think I'm like dead or something. But I'm alive. I'm good. I'll stop by and say hi and stuff. So, shout out, Brian.
Now, therapy is like really cool. Just like little things too, like that's some, like some tragic like Batman event.
Shout out Deborah Cabrain here in the Plano area. Great lady, very nice, very open minded. She's like Catholic, but she's married to like a Muslim dude. She's like Zen as that's hell, lit. Bro. She's like, I'll talk about like stuff from my life, and she'll be like, yeah, sometimes my son is like blah 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 blah, and like. She would just, like, bounce things back to me, like, speak to me as an adult. It was just, like, really cool. Chill to have someone I could talk to about, like, really anything. She was like, unless you're going to harm yourself or harm someone else, like, I don't have to tell your parents anything. Yeah. I was like, woo!
You're actually giving me a positive spin on therapy. I've always, like, considered therapy to be, like, something that, like, isn't necessarily, like, I always, like, viewed therapy as, like, something that, like,
something went wrong.
If you're like in if a something went wrong, yeah. and you like view therapy, but like getting drunk in high school is like not like, oh man, you did something wrong, but like having an outlet to like speak your thoughts super clearly without judgment.
I think it's
like
also,
I feel like that could be super helpful.
Yeah,
it's also like a lot of my thoughts and worries and stuff are super like just revolve around me, and so like even though I can talk to my bros about anything,
yeah,
like I would talk to any of y'all about anything,
yeah,
like a lot of the time it's really trivial and it would sound narcissistic to like bring a conversation up about it, but with a therapist or counselor or whatever, you can just like talk about your life and try to figure out like what you're doing wrong and like what you can fix.
Yeah,
to,
like, especially if you do like CPA, it's like not as pricey because they're just like a CPA, they're not like a therapist or anything.
You don't gotta be like broken to go to therapy. Yeah. You can just like,
and I kind of just bitch at you guys. Yeah, honestly, I have a problem in my life, I just whine about it enough, and then someone's maybe you should do this. I'm like, oh, like shit, you know, that's pretty good advice.
Like one of the things I like about it is that they're like not really like, because you said like not talking to your bros about it, like they're not really subjective. Like they're just like straight up tell you like, yeah, you should probably be working on this, or like you could be doing this better, like. Like, you just tell them, and they'll just subjectively and, like, not judgmentally just give you feedback, which is really cool. Like, you don't really get that from your parents.
They're
like
really good at, like, persuading me to do, like, what is ultimately probably the right thing. Yeah.
And probably what you want to do.
Yeah, at the same time,
like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know, getting on top of, like, school and stuff. Like, they'll convince you that, like, the reason you feel like crap all the time is because you want to, like, do good at school. You're, like, not trying. And you're like, oh, damn.
Got I don't me. Have class at 10:30, so I'm going to try to go to genetics.
You're going to genetics?
I'm going to try.
Well, let's go to genetics. Come on. Yeah. We got to get our
so
exams.
Update.
God damn it. We got to get
Derek
our exams.
Derek and I have still...
It was the first episode of the pod, right?
Yes, yeah, we still haven't gotten our first exams, and we've taken another exam, and we still haven't gotten the second... No. We don't. He hasn't posted them online yet. All we know are the homework grades. Yeah. We don't know the first two exam grades.
Which the homework grades are just completion grades. So
I mean, we're thinking we did pretty well. We think we did pretty well.
Yeah, that's fine. It should be fine.
Ryan and I are teaching ourselves genetics. No, like we don't go to lecture.
It's not one of those things where we like falsely like think we did well. Like they're like problems you have to work out, and like we know we got the right answer. So.
Dude, I feel bad because it's my last semester, and I've never failed a class. And I got like 3 failing grades in a row in my Pekin lab.
Oh, dude, that lab sounds like a bitch.
Pekin labs.
And it wasn't because it was super hard. It was just like I didn't put the time into it.
So much time.
Yeah. I'm only taking 6 credit hours this semester. So it's like every time I have to work, I'm like, oh, this is such a pain. But
Pekin's like, I'm in a 5-hour quant lab or quant class right now.
Yeah.
Like, takes less time than my
terrible
1-hour PCAM class.
You, like, have to get the right numbers.
Yeah,
to
it's, like, the only lab paper where it's, like, you actually have to do stuff well, basically.
Yeah, that's
pretty
fuck
challenging.
That.
So it's, like, all performance?
Yeah, so it's, really like, I have to be within, like, 0.1% of, like, an estimation.
So they give you the tools that, like, all the tolerances on this are
they give you all the errors and
you
stuff.
You have to write, like,
you shouldn't
reports?
Be...
No, there's no reports. There's just, like, little cards you follow.
Okay, yeah, that's like
it's all, like, lab taking.
That's, like, my lab. My digital design lab, it's, like, electronic circuit boards, and it just has to work within that time period. But
do they give
you
a couple sig figs to get wrong now?
It kind of depends. Like, there's, like, a threshold, but, like, it's pretty thin. Like, it's within, like, 0.2% of, like, a makeup of a...
Yeah, ours is not bad, because it's literally, like, just stringing together stuff and just making lights light up. It's not as bad as doing chemical.
Yeah, as long as it's, like, titrate stuff.
I'm going to get ass fucked my senior year by labs.
I wrote down hand.
I have five labs left to do after this semester. The majority of my hours both semesters will be labs.
It's rough.
It's gonna be awful. But then at the same time, I'm taking intro level psych classes. You know, just to finish gen ed requirements. But I should be finishing around 12 hours each semester.
All right, I had a quick little factoid actually from the podcast.
Blah, blah, is... Factoid alert.
Okay, hold on. I just want to make it known.
Wait,
we're
on this
at...
podcast?
No.
What are we at?
We're at 1 hour and 8 minutes.
No, yeah, we're just going to keep going.
We got about 10 more minutes, I would assume.
We can go, hold on. Just however. What about this? It's just a spring break edition, dude.
Spring break.
I'm just trying to get my spring break started.
What about?
Yeah, that's true.
What about we do keep rolling because the conversation is rolling and I got more topics.
That's good shit. I got plenty of topics. Dude.
But we do an outro real quick right here, and then we can have two episodes recorded. Next week when we're not here, we could still.
Or like a little bonus episode.
Yeah, at least a bonus episode.
Yeah,
to hold people over.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
What is the
outro? You do the outro, and then we'll do another intro for this one.
Yeah, sure. So, if you subscribe to our Patreon, or later, it'll be released, but we will have this bonus episode for you guys up.
Only for Patreon subscribers.
Because we are all, it's special edition, we're all getting slightly more tipsy as the night goes on. We're being safe, though. We're not driving. We're, doing it. Oh, yeah. The Walmart parking lot. We'll get to that later. If you subscribe, you'll hear about the Walmart parking lot. Anyways, so we're going to wrap up this episode. It's been about... We're an hour and 10 minutes, pretty chill.
It's pretty chill podcast far.
Speaking of, I felt like a celebrity because I was at my frat's a little hangout thing. I was I gotta leave early, gotta go record. I'll be back later.
Gotta go hit the studio with my boys.
So we're gonna wrap up.
Hey, play that back.
During spring break, I'm gonna make the Twitter. We're going to make podcast.
Dude, someone already took our Twitter from podcast.
Wait, what?
I bet it happened. I'm going to look it up right now.
I'm going to buy it off
your ass.
I'm talking out of my ass. Okay. I'm looking
it
up right now.
How many people
should I have a match?
Okay, well, you know what's funny is on our Gmail, email account, it's Midnight Steak Pods, which is hilarious because you guys are both hitting the pods. So Midnight Steak Pods.
Allegedly.
I've never hit a pod.
Podcasts, it's lingo. But so we're going to wrap it up. During spring break, we are going to get the Twitter situation worked out. And we are going to – we got 4 episodes now, so we're going to post those all on a podcast.
RSS feed, baby.
Yeah, a podcast hosting website. So you guys can plug in an RSS feed to whatever podcast app you guys use or iTunes. You guys will be able to subscribe to us on that. So we are getting the ball rolling on that. And, with that, we will – conclude, be safe, spring break, don't drive drunk, use Uber, shit's expensive. Oh, that was one of my
topics. Some dude has the tag at Midnight Steak, so I had to go add Midnight Steak Pods.
Yeah,
he hasn't posted since 2014.
Fuck that dude.
Last post was the story of an American summer through 3 Midwestern cities, Americana. Hashtag Americana, hashtag road trip.
Yeah, special thanks to special guest Casey, providing us some very mellow, but also very funny.
Dubois.
That's me. I'm mellow. And
vibes.
Mellow, funny vibes to chill
not
to.
Yeah,
if you guys continue. So, literally, if you guys pay, $1 a month, you guys will be paying for our meals because we're college students.
Bro.
Yeah. I said I – actually, what's funny is I told my friends that I would – if they subscribed, I would send them summer sausages each month, and that just sounds totally – very sus, but it's the actual summer sausage you get from Walmart.
Bro, you're good at food. You should get a little basket together.
Yeah. That'd be cool. We should do that. Okay. If you subscribe, we'll put it on there. But
I'd follow you. That still stands.
Yeah, we'll put together.
Just don't have shit opinions.
I need to put this on the website. But we'll send you guys the Patreon website.
Okay. I was shit. We official.
Yeah, we'll send you guys the a food basket. But anyways, we're going to wrap this up. If you guys want to hear about my random Uber story.
And a bonus fact involving Scooby-Doo and
a
rapper.
Bonus facts and rappers and Walmart adventures and then just other stuff. Subscribe and you'll get bonus episodes.
Hold up.
Don't talk about it.
He tried to pour coffee.
Cut all that shit, Brian.
We're going to cut all that.
And he spilled it all over the table after I told him that would happen.